It is 7:26. Believe it or not, that's true. Coming up at 7:35, we'll talk with Todd Pyro from Fox and Friends First. State Representative Josh Morris, Dede Richardson, Vernon Dukes in the house. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing? You could post her letter at your restaurant. That would help. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, whatever you can.
I kind of like that family.
Yeah, they're great people.
They're great people.
Sure. Well, did you go with us to get tacos? Yeah, you were in the picture at Vivian's, and then we went to get, remember?
We got ice cream.
And that was a great picture, by the way. I don't remember who took it, but that was a great picture of all of us. Yes. Josh, how are you?
All right.
Have you survived the state of the state or budget or whatever it was they called it?
Did she give you the hairy eyeball after your statements, Josh, Monday morning?
I don't know. I don't think she, Well, I will tell you, I've never seen one so quiet.
Really?
People were not, either side, really, there was not a lot of, we didn't applaud, I didn't applaud at all. I stood for the office.
For?
I stood, you know, you stand for the
office.
Of course,
you got to be respectful.
You stand for the office and respect, even if you don't agree with the person that holds the position. But as far as anything she said during the speech, there was nothing that I thought was worth applauding.
Well, and the part of the thing is taxing ambulance annual private ambulance annual revenue at 6%, and taxing prescription drugs.
Yeah,
what she's trying to do is a cockamamie scheme.
Oh, yeah.
It is too complicated for the average person who doesn't understand how this works to understand. That's not an insult to anybody.
Right.
This is a cockamamie convoluted scheme. So Democrats are worried to death they're going to get tagged with. The governor was taxing sick people to pay for her spending.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, that's what she's doing.
I know she is.
She's taxing all of the elderly people in this state.
Absolutely. Yeah.
The same people that are on fixed incomes, right, who've watched their grocery bills almost double.
Yeah.
And now you want to tax them if they get sick and they have to take a ride
in an ambulance.
And their property taxes
are taxing them out of the home.
Property taxes are moving them out of
the
homes.
Right. So exactly. here's Mills.
Smart move, lady.
Call the ambulance. Right. Please call the ambulance, because if you call the ambulance, they'll get paid more. The more you get paid, the more we get.
But
I mean,
what's going to end up happening, Ray? What do old people do?
Well, they don't.
They won't call the ambulance.
They don't buy their prescriptions.
They won't dial 911.
Right, because they're proud.
Because they're too proud.
Yeah.
They're going to say,
that's true. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they already are that way.
Yes.
I know that for a fact.
Exactly.
That they already, you know, older people are already
Well, I'm already that way, and I'm not even that old.
And you know the weird part of all this is that's what we're told in the studio all the times by the progressive crowd. The older people, the elderly in this state, they're still very proud people. They won't ask for help. And then now we're going to go make their lives more difficult, knowing they won't ask for help. They won't say anything. They won't complain because they're of that generation that stood up for the country.
Exactly.
Here, take another kick in the teeth. You're all right.
It was a disappointing speech. Almost as disappointing as Vern walking in here empty-handed without pastries this morning.
Who says I don't have them?
Well, I don't see them.
By the way, you guys missed out on a treat Friday. Holy moly, macanoli. You missed out on a treat.
Yeah.
Eric and April came in here from Sylvia's Catering.
Ooh, I bet.
Man.
They had ribeye Philly cheesesteaks.
Oh,
ribeye
Philly cheesesteaks. That sounds amazing.
And she made egg rolls. They were apple cheesecake. Oh, it was unbelievable.
Ah, that sounds awesome.
We got to run.
Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stock futures are sharply lower as Wall Street braces for tariffs taking effect at midnight on Mexico, Canada, and China. Automakers are expecting